My name is Paul Owen, and this is the True Sales Podcast. Welcome back to the show. I'm delighted you've joined me once again to talk sales, or in your case, I guess, to listen about sales. But hopefully it feels a little bit like a conversation. I'm going to be talking to you in this episode about networking and the number one mistake I see people make and the thing that people most often ask me about networking. And it was probably wrapped in there the same mistake I made for years myself. So number one mistake in networking, a simple fix to help you do that better is what today is all about. Before I get stuck into that, please remember if you enjoy this, that maybe somebody just like you would enjoy it too. So do please send another person or another 10 or 100 our way. We want to help 1 million people sell more successfully through our work in the podcast, the training, and another exciting project coming your way very soon. So do please play your part in helping us to do that if you enjoy what we do, which I hope you do. Remember as well that if you subscribe on your preferred channel, your preferred platform, then you'll be notified each time a new episode comes out, making sure you're not missing out on any content. Okay, so let's talk networking. This is a short, sharp solo podcast with one idea to help you be better in one area of sales. I come from, I think, a position of authority now around networking because I do it much better, but let me tell you, I've made pretty much every mistake there is to make in networking. I used to go to quite a lot of stuff when I was first in sales. I think I more often saw it as a night out rather than a work event. And so you can imagine how that went. I did have a nice evening. I had a few free drinks, which was a boon at that time. But I didn't prepare for things. I didn't put time into researching there. I didn't have a process that enabled me to make the most of that time. And I think when I look back, I stopped going really once I had smaller children. Why? Because there was a cost to going. Whereas when it's just myself and my wife going to an event for 2 or 3 hours after work, not really a big knock-on effect from that. Could see my wife later, have a late dinner, whatever it might be. But once I had smaller children, there was it's a bad time to miss at home, like 6 till 8. And that was my trigger. And the trigger really was that there wasn't enough value in the way I was networking to be worth that cost. Anyway, enough of my bumbling efforts to network. What's the number one mistake made in networking? Now, this is aimed at salespeople, but also business people who have to sell, freelancers, entrepreneurs, people setting up their own business, whatever you want to call yourself, people who see networking as the way it should be, which is an opportunity to go and make contacts. For all of you people, the number one mistake made in networking is that we actually avoid going, or we go there and we're really bad. But it's the avoid going which I think is the real major problem. And I'm not talking here about having better things to do. What I'm talking about is that people avoid going because they don't enjoy the process of networking. And there's a couple of reasons why they don't enjoy it. Either they're relatively uncomfortable with the concept of walking around different people in a speed dating setup to talk about themselves. Even seasoned professional salespeople can often feel that way. And so we move away from it. We don't enjoy it. In addition, we've either been to other events and been sold to all the time, or perhaps we've flipped it around and we've gone to other events and we've been very salesy, that's going to talk to as many people and tell them all about how we're great. And you probably found that it didn't really get you anywhere. You didn't get results. So either through a lack of enjoyment, through going in dreading it, or going in and talking too much, probably many of us have done both of those things and many more. The mistake made there on both sides is to think that networking is going to sell to people. And I don't think it is. I think we confuse networking with a sales process when actually it's much more like a lead generation process. A lead identification process. And so what I'd like you to do is change the way you think about networking. Don't think about networking as a sales process. Think about networking as a chance to go and find out who's worth talking to. How does that change? It takes you away from the idea of going to talk at people and sell to them. And it's really hard to do that, by the way. You can do it, and we can help you to do it. But it's really, really hard to do, and people often switch off quite early, and you feel you're getting bad buys back, and so the torturous process goes on. But if you see it as, I'm just here to ask questions, to find out who is worth chasing up afterwards. Don't go into sell. Don't go in to convince anybody of anything. Think within this room, there are arguably maybe 5 to 20% of people there, if it's the right kind of network you do, that you might be able to do business with. The quickest way to find out who those are is not to go and talk to everybody. It's to ask questions of everybody, to find out about them. It makes the conversation much easier for you. You're not pitching at people. You're asking questions of them. People will like you more. They'll enjoy speaking to you. And you actually don't need to sell to many people, because a significant majority of the people you talk to, because you've asked them questions first, you have no interest in selling to them. So whether you do it there, whether you do it later, largely doesn't matter. You don't need to do it. There's no pitch to be made. What you might do better this way is meet more people through asking a series of questions, ascertaining who the people are that are worth speaking to, and then working out how you can get their details. And there are a few different ways of doing that. It could be that they turn to you and ask for details after they've talked for 5 or 10 minutes, 2 or 3, or however long it might be, about themselves. They ask a bit about you. And if this is like somebody really interesting to you, you might say, listen, I in my world, it might be, I help people change their lives through sales. And they might want to know a bit more. And that'll be, well, I have a series of sales training and sales coaching methodologies and formats that help people improve their life through sales and therefore help their company sell better too. Now, that might not have been my greatest pitch either, but it might have piqued a little bit of interest if somebody's interested. But what I want to do thereafter is say, listen, this networking function is not the best way to talk about it. If we share contact details, I'll drop you a line and we can book a 15-minute conversation, talk about this in more detail. You can have productive business sales conversations at networking functions, but a better way to spend your evening is finding out a few people that you can then have proper conversations with later, rather than spending your evening trying to pitch and sell each person. It's an easier thing for you to do. For most humans, we are slightly more comfortable asking questions of other people, letting them talk than we are talking about ourselves. You also create some intrigue in the person that you're talking to. They've shared information with you. They will feel good about you because you've listened to them and asked well-qualified questions and dug around and probed, but they don't know that much about you. It's much more likely you'll be able to book that follow-up call if they have a hint of what you do, rather than know everything. And it's the follow-up call where the sales process begins, not at the networking function. So to loop you back all the way to the beginning, the problem here is we either shy away from going to networking functions or go along with no clear plan, feeling slightly uncomfortable with the whole thing and just hoping maybe we could find a friend to talk to and while away the evening and then go back to the office thinking, oh, well, I've tried the networking, not quite sure it worked this time. Not the way to do it. 5 to 20% of people at that event are potential future clients. The best way to find out who is to meet as many as people as possible. Just ask them a few questions to find out about them. Keep the pitch about yourself and your company to a minimum. And for those where you think you can help, get their contact details, follow up. It's an easier way to spend your evening, enjoyable way to spend your evening, and you're much more likely to get the productive leads. And that's why you're there. I hope you can enjoy networking as well, but it's not the reason you're there. The reason you're there is to try and open doors to business. So, ask questions, be curious, and let me know how it goes. Networking can be productive as long as you do it properly. I'm delighted that you've joined me. My name is Paul Owen, and you've been listening to the True Sales Podcast.